we would say about
our ideal man.
I'm your host, V, an Aries mom juggling dental tools and real estate deals.
And I'm your co-host, C. I'm a Cancer with a heart as nourishing as my skincare routine. Steeped in style, steered by inspiration.
Pouring the perfect blends of fashion, skincare, reviews, love, and motivation.
Tune into the Tuesday Tea with V podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us some love.
Salute. Cheers, everybody. That's my nice raspy allergy voice that I have.
Welcome back to another episode of our tea for today.
She like, don't want don't, to do that.
An ideal man. Yes.
Yeah, not perfect man, because no one's perfect, but our ideal man.
What to look for when looking for a partner and what qualities to consider and to not consider. So I think we'll start off by going over some non-negotiables, right? What are some things that are like
that we don't accept, that we don't like, or we don't want in our man?
Mm-hmm.
For me, the first one, a mama's boy.
I'm very much a believer in the way he treats his mother is the way he'll treat
you.
Yes,
this is true.
Very much so. Because all of the good people that I know that I was with, they were very good to their mothers, like very good, took care of her, respectful. Whereas the person that was a mama's boy where his mom was obsessed with him, he was not very good to her. He was disrespectful. He was nasty, yes. Talked about her. It was like disgusting, but she was like obsessed with him. She had to be involved in every little thing in his life. Like mm-hmm. I remember telling a therapist, it's almost like I'm in a relationship with both of them. It's not just me and him. It's everything that him and I go through. It's her too. Like it was very sick. So there is a difference. So,
yes.
But it is true. The way he treats his mother is the way that he will
treat
you.
But then there's also the type of mama's boys that don't put their foot down when their mm-hmm. mothers overstep their boundaries.
Yep.
Like we're in a relationship. You're not in a relationship with your mother. You're in a relationship with your girlfriend, your wife, your fiance, whoever. I am, she is, whoever. You're in a relationship with them. So if your mom oversteps her boundaries, don't be afraid to tell your mother or have a conversation with your mother or whatever way you want to go about it to let her know she overstepped her boundaries. This is not her place. Because then that puts problems in your relationship. And I understand, of course, I love my mother. You're going to love your mother, but there's a point where you have to let them know this is not what you do. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. That's
and
true.
Some men just step back
mm-hmm.
and allow them to do it and think nothing of it. Like, it's okay. Like, oh, it's my mom. You know, she doesn't, she's harmless. No, she's harmful.
Yeah, like I have an older adult child and I could never, like, there's just boundaries you don't cross. Like, especially when it comes to a relationship, you stay out of it. Like, if there's things they want to come to you about, then okay, you're there. But I think, like, one of mine would be jealousy.
Oh, yes.
Like,
so you know, but overly jealous.
Our last two episodes were on narcissistic, like, you know, being in relationships with narcissistic people. And I think that just ties into that. You know, it just, mm-hmm. there's that control. They try to have.
Controlling, overly jealous. Yes.
No, you, because that just shows a lack of confidence on their part.
Yes. Or even to the point of being conceited. Mm-hmm. I don't like the conceit either.
Yeah. I think it all falls into something it's not going to be a healthy relationship. If that's someone you're into and you see like that controlling behavior in the beginning, trying to control what you say, comments about what you wear, or who your friends are, or where you're going, then that's already a red flag right there, and you need to be very careful. I had seen a video about like narcissistic people, and they were saying how when you are in a relationship with a narcissistic person, because they always try to downplay your feelings and emotions, getting out of that relationship, you lose that confidence in yourself that you once had before.
Yes.
And it's almost like you second guess everything. And the way she broke it down, I was so amazed because she was saying basically how like you even second guess, like, because they were saying, how do you get that back? Like, how do you get your control back and like your confidence back? And they were saying, well, even like, okay, what am I feeling right now? Like
mm-hmm.
I'm warm, or just acknowledging your temperature. And it struck such a chord with me because, and I know this is so like weird and small, but this is how much it affects a person. Like, I remember I'm a person that's like always cold. Like, I'm a person that runs more cold. And I remember I'd always be like, oh my God, I'm freezing. Like, if you want to torture me, keep me cold and I will literally feel like I'm being tortured. Mm-hmm. And I remember I'd just be like, oh my God, I'm freezing. And I'd be like, what's wrong with you? Like, you're cold. Like, how are you freaking cold? And those because little comments, it's almost like making you feel like you can't even control your own, like, if I'm feeling this, even that's wrong.
And
even those little things, like, it just goes to show, like, how much control they try to have over you. I know it sounds really weird, but I'm definitely going to link that video actually down below because watching it was like, it made so much sense that blown away.
You start questioning your own emotions, your own feelings, your own thoughts, like,
so, and that, I will not tolerate any of that in someone.
And another one is no friends. When they have no friends and they expect for you to have no friends, they expect for you to stay home, they expect for them to be your everything. No, that's not healthy. Mm-hmm. You need friends. I need friends. You need to be okay with me going with my friends, and I need to be okay with you going with your friends. And then being judgmental against my friends.
Because you got to remember too, when you're choosing a partner, you're trusting this person that when it's a good person, they make good decisions, right? For the most part, because we all make mistakes. We all do things, like, nobody's perfect. But when you're with someone, it's like, okay, he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's pretty, like, you know, he makes good decisions. Mm-hmm. So you're trusting that the circle he's keeping around him are good people, or even if you're not fond of them, they should be decent enough to where you're like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't see, you know, I can't see myself always hanging out with this guy, but it's his friend or whatever. Yes. They're not terrible people. Cause like they say, like, birds of a feather, you know? Together, so always kind of look at the people in the circle too, and use that as like a guide as well, I think.
Yeah.
Cause you never see like good men or people out there, or successful people hanging out with like losers, like, you know?
People that are going to bring them down.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that I have put was emotionally unavailable. Like, it's so hard for me to understand that. Like, how do you not feel your feelings?
Yeah. Don't even put yourself out there if that's the case.
Yeah. Like, how do you not know what you're feeling? How do you not know how to voice what you're feeling? You learn it as a child. So that makes absolutely no sense to me. To me, that's just telling me that you're not healed and you shouldn't even be in a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. That's if when you're emotionally unavailable, you should not be looking for a relationship just yet. You know, and then people, okay, maybe they do, if they're not emotionally available yet, they do just want to go out there and have fun.
Or, exactly.
Then just say that. Then don't act like you want to be in a relationship.
That's exactly what I was saying. If you're going out there just for the
thrill of it,
the sex of it, the, you know, whatever, then just let that person know, because then find that type of person. Don't find a person that wants to be in a relationship and you're emotionally unavailable and they're looking for someone that is emotionally available, but you like them or the way that they look and you want to play with them. It's not fair to them. There's so many women and men that just want to have fun too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's someone for everyone.
Exactly. We're just saying that.
What's another one you have?
I have.
Because then after that, I have my physical traits.
And I have another one that's no excitement. Like when they get.
I have that under my non-physical traits.
Like no excitement. I have that under like, it's not negotiable. Like no excitement. Like they take you to dinner and they do all this stuff and then all of a sudden it stops because they feel that they have you. Mm-hmm. Now there's no excitement.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah.
Like the no excitement, like no fun, no plan. Like why? Like if you're in it for a longevity of a relationship, you need to have excitement.
Oh, it's like that one meme that says, like, if you want to keep her, keep doing what you did in the beginning of the relationship, you know? Yes. So, like, keep that spark alive. Like, you know, yeah, that's just...
Take her on those dates and, you know, compliment her and buy her those flowers, you know, not just the first 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have any other non-negotiables?
No, that's basically...
Judgmental is a good one.
Yeah, oh, judgmental.
Yes.
I'm not a judgmental person, but I can stick it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to sit there and judge people, I don't like that at all. That's such a turn off. It is so disgusting.
Mm-hmm, me too. Yeah. As soon as I would hear that, date would be done. Or at least I would be like, okay, there's no second date happening. Like,
yeah,
sorry.
You do learn after.
Then we went into our physical traits and a partner, which it's funny. I was telling her before, I'm like, for physical traits, I only had 3 things listed. And then for non-physical, I had 9. So it just goes to show what matters more. You know, it's the same thing for you too, right? Like, you didn't have many physical things, mm-hmm. but you had more the non-physical and the non-negotiables because at the end of the day, that's what matters the most, you know. But we were talking earlier, you know, we always kind of like talk about our episodes before we record. And she was saying, she's like, we're like, okay, so we do have physical traits, but we've always been like, I have one friend, she'll always be like, well, what's your type? All right, let's figure out your type. And I'm like, not like that. Like, we've dated the American nations. Like, we will literally date Black, Asian, Hispanic, like just anything. I'm not, if I like you, if you're good looking, like it's just all those
something
things
about you that attracts me to you, I'm attracted to
that's,
you.
So I've always said that. I'm like, it's not a particular type. Like, it's just, it's not for us. But she was like, but you have to admit, we are more gravitated towards like a certain type. Like type. And I was like, you think so? And then she's like, come on. So hers was
Hispanic men.
Yeah. And mine was like Italian men.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we don't have a type. Like, you definitely cannot put it into a box of like, oh, you know, but we always, for some reason, and it's not even that we prefer, but we always, for some reason, gravitate towards that. But, for physical traits. So I wrote for attractiveness. It doesn't really matter much to me, but I do like tall, darker features.
Yes.
However, if someone is like tall. My height or shorter, I don't know about shorter, but like my height, because then, you know, when I wear heels, I'm taller. I do like the fact that like men like that do approach me and are like
confident.
Yes. Because to me, I'm like, I love that confidence. Mm-hmm. I really like that. And I like the fact that it doesn't matter to you that you like to have a tall woman by your side and you're just like, I don't give a shit, you know? So I do love that. So I don't really have a preference.
For me, it's not. I'm short. So for me, when it comes to like,
everyone's tall.
I mean, my height or a little, it doesn't really matter to me because I'm such a small person. But for me, I like someone that cares about his appearance. Like, like I said, I'm into skin. My mom's into hair. So a man that gets a nice haircut, what? Oh,
yeah.
A nice haircut. And it doesn't have to be like expensive clothes, but just put together and smells good.
Yeah. Hygiene and grooming habits.
Yes.
So, you know, like you brush your teeth morning and night, you take good care of your teeth and your hygiene, and you know, you like to shower every day, maybe more than once a day. But yes, like your haircut, grooming, you know, you care, you know, you don't just do it. It's like, okay, it's been 2 months, looks like I need a haircut. I'm looking a little like you actually do it because you like going and taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I like doing that as a woman. Yes, so I kind of like expect that out of the guy as well.
And then there was one other one that I was like, should I put it? But I do like a guy that has tattoos.
Okay.
As you like, you know, cause you're like not so straight edge. Like you want to have some tattoos. You're a little daring and stuff like that. I don't mind if you don't have tattoos, but if you do have tattoos, I'm like,
yeah,
it's even better.
Yeah. I put a fitness and health level. I love the gym. I love going to work out. So to have someone that cares about their fitness and like their health or like even supplements or vitamins, like if we could sit there and like talk about like, oh, well, I take this because of this. And like if they could teach me some stuff, like I think that's really cool and neat. And then if you could go work out at the gym together or if he could even freaking train you, that's like... That's even better. But I would like that. Like, I like the fact that they care about their fitness and their health.
Yeah, fitness is definitely good. And my other one is something about a smile, like a nice smile, like draws me in. It doesn't have to be a perfect smile. But when they have like crooked smile, like something about their smile just always like attracts me. So like a man with a nice smile.
Yeah, that's the only ones I had. I only had the 3.
Yeah.
I didn't put anything else on there.
So what is the next one?
So non-physical traits. The first one I put on my list was kindness and empathy. Like if you are kind and just like such a caring individual where you have that like empathetic feeling towards people, because I have that a lot and I'm like a sensitive person. Mm-hmm. I really truly admire that in someone else, especially a guy that can show that kindness and that empathy, you know, without even question.
Yes. Mine is someone that believes in God.
That's a really good one. Yeah.
Yeah, that should be number one. Yeah. So that's something that we don't have to have the same beliefs. You know, everyone's, you know, been through different things in their life. But someone that does definitely believe in a higher power, that there is, you know, God, there's Jesus.
Yeah.
So definitely that is a non-negotiable for me.
Yeah. And then my second was communication skills.
Oh, yes. 100%.
I don't care if you think it's going to hurt my feelings. I don't care if it does hurt my feelings. I think communicating and being honest in your communication, that means more than anything. And I'm just going to appreciate that. Like, I'm never going to get mad over something that you communicated with, you know, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I appreciate being able to come to me and being comfortable enough to open up to me. And obviously, I would give the same in return. That's something that's just like a given in a relationship has to be.
Always. That's the only way a relationship would work, is if there is communication and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. Like, I don't know. It's not that hard to be, like, when it comes to, like, especially when it comes to communication, when it comes to talking, like, our phones are in our hands more than anything else.
That's so true.
More than anything else, our phones are in our hands. So for you not to be able to communicate for 2 seconds or be consistent in your communication, it's because you don't want to. My other one is masculine. I like a masculine man. I understand being vulnerable, being sensitive, but I need you to be masculine. I need you to be the man in the relationship. I need you to let me feel feminine, you know? Yeah. So I need you to also know how to take the lead and be protective.
Yeah.
You know, so I need, I was always raised around my mom's brothers, my dad. Like, I was always raised around manly men. So I just like to be around someone that's a man.
Yeah, that you feel safe with.
Yes, right.
Another one I have is shared values and goals. Can't have, like, no ambition.
Yes,
so,
I have that too.
Yeah, you have to have goals in mind, be able to talk about your goals and your dreams, and have, you know, share similar values. Like, what are things that we value, whether it's family relationships or just things like that. And I think that that's something that should align, you know, for the relationship to work out. So I think you guys have to have similar values. I really wouldn't want someone that, like, doesn't have ambition or drive and is just like, okay, well, I'm just working this job just because I have to pay the bills and get by.
Like, I hate it here, but yeah. Family oriented. We're both very close to our family, and I like someone that's has a lot of, you know, not a lot of family, but the family that you do have, you cherish, you respect, you love, you're in contact with, like, you do things with. I like someone that's very family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is romantic. At least try.
Yes.
At least try. I know it's not every man. It's sometimes a little bit, but just at least try to be romantic.
Yeah,
especially if you can do it in the beginning. If you don't have to do the beginning to woo us and to win us over.
Yeah, don't be all romantic in the beginning and then all of a sudden it just stops. Like, that's not fair. And I'm not saying do it all the time, but
lying.
Come on, at least sometimes put in some effort.
That's lying if you were like, all of a sudden now it stops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how to be romantic. Like, keep it going, because we'll do it for you as much as you do it for us.
Yeah. Yeah, it only helps you, like, men out there, or women, whatever you're into. I had trustworthy and reliable.
Yes.
Like, I want to be able to just trust you without question. I'm not going to, like, question you. I'm always going to give someone all that trust that they deserve until mm-hmm. they give me a reason not to. So I don't question anything. I'm going to expect the same thing, and yet I'm not going to do anything to lose that trust with someone that I really value and care for. And I just expect you to be reliable in the sense of, like, if you say you're going to do something,
yes,
do it. You know, just follow through, because those are things that I've learned throughout the years of getting older, is try not to say things, because sometimes you do. You say things that, like, you don't realize you don't follow through with or whatever. So that was something I tried to be more conscious of. Like, okay, if you say you're going to do something, like,
yes,
try to always follow through, because that shows, like, your reliability and your trust to someone else.
Yeah, I would say what you mean and mean what you say.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I always, because that's how I feel and that's what I do. I also feel like someone, a man that's good with his hands. that knows how to fix things, that knows how to work with things, that knows how to build. Not, you're not like, oh, I don't know how to put this battery. I don't know how to do this battery. I don't either.
Your tire. Like, now you're both looking at each other like what the fuck?
A man that knows how to be handy? What? Mm-hmm. And forget it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I have sense of humor and ability to have fun.
Yes. I have I'm like being a little, like being silly, being a little silly.
Outgoing. I need that. I can't be with someone like, so stiff. I'm not saying like, you can't be like so serious all the time. Yes, I get like, you know, because I'm more attracted to like businessmen or, you know, people with, but know how to, like when it's time to have fun, like please have that sense of humor and have fun. I can't be with someone who's just like serious all the time. It's just not me. I'm not that kind of person.
And for me, I do like an intelligent man, but more so street smart than anything. She, like she said, she's so more like businessman and things like that. Me, I like a guy that like knows about things like the like street stuff and just, you know, just outgoing and just knows, been through different things and can teach me about, you know, different things that they've been through.
What else did I have? Emotional intelligence and maturity. Like, please.
But that's like goes without saying. Like, I have stuff that's,
girl, I don't know about goes without saying.
Like, come on now.
It doesn't.
We shouldn't have to break like, it down like you're in first grade.
When you're dating, you literally have to filter through. There are people that are not fucking, not even like emotionally intelligent, like just don't even have self-control over their emotions. Like, no.
It's like telling you, like, you have to be loyal. You have to be faithful. Like,
so, and yeah, and those are things that are fucking non-negotiable.
You have to be honest. You have to be a man of your word. Like, those are... like common
it's
sense.
So sad. And then I had compatibility and interests and hobbies, so we don't have to like everything the same. Obviously I'm gonna like things that are different from like what he likes, but we have to share some common interests and hobbies.
Definitely.
Like there has to be things that we like to go do together.
I have to want to do things. You want to have to go out, lead, plan. Don't leave it up to us to always a plan something. Like if we weren't around and if you were going out with your friends, you would plan something for your friends. Why can't you plan something for your girls?
For the certain things that you do like that maybe the other person doesn't like and vice versa, like obviously they're gonna like things that you're not gonna like, respect those things in them. Just because it is different, just because they do like it, if you love them wholeheartedly, you have to respect those. And also whatever boundaries they lay forward, like, oh, I don't like this because of XYZ. Yes. Okay, I'm gonna respect that boundary. I think that's really important.
And stick to it.
Yeah.
Like, don't let it go in one ear and say, oh yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna work on it. And then you don't. Be mature enough to be like, I need help with that, or that's not something I'm gonna do. Just say it, because it's gonna come out eventually and it's not gonna be pretty.
Make sure you stick to those boundaries. Whatever boundaries you set in the beginning of a relationship, always stick to them, because the second you bend a little bit, that's
exactly.
Did you have any more on your list?
Okay.
My last one on my list was successful work-life balance. So I want them to be successful in whatever career they choose and then I want them to be able to have like a work-life balance. Like I wouldn't want someone who's so successful in their career that all they care about and all they like dive themselves at work, you know, and like don't care about anything else. I would like them to have a little bit of that balance. And
that also goes with someone that's family oriented. They're not going to always just be all about their work, because they're going to want to spend time with their family.
But I want that to be a big part of who they are too, because I know like for me it's like really important for me, so I want someone who's kind of like just on the same page as I am with that, you know.
When
when they're not, they don't really understand, especially if they don't love their job and love what they do. Like I really love what I do and I'm passionate about it. Like it's something that like I really enjoy it. So I would like to have that in someone else. Like I said, I think earlier we were like, I don't want someone who's like miserable and just goes to work every day, because they're like, all right, well, I got to do this because I have to like pay the bills. Like it's not a good way to live life. And I know a lot of us have to. I mean, here we are trying to like work multiple jobs to like, you know, be able to compensate and literally, live,
and,
you know.
And then do other things that we want to accomplish in business as well.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I did have as a man that has children. I can't see myself, because I have children. I'm older. I have a child, and I feel like men that have children, or maybe even been around, they're more empathetic. They're more understanding. They know what true love is when it comes to being a parent, and they're more understanding when you can't do things and you can't always be there because you have children. So I can't see myself dating somebody that doesn't have any children.
And that was it for me.
She's like, I had enough.
After that long ass list. So those are just some, you know, just some things to consider when, you know, going into a relationship, whether it's a man, woman, whatever it is that you're into. Mm-hmm. Definitely, you know, always, and even for yourself, like sometimes if you're not in a relationship, it's always good to sit there and sit down with yourself and say, what are my non-negotiables in a relationship? Because especially if you've been in a multitude of relationships, right? You've been in one relationship and it just seems to like never work out and you want to settle down, you want to get married or whatever it is that you're looking for in life and you're like, where do I keep going wrong? I think the first step is to sit down and be honest with yourself. Really sit down with yourself and say, okay, what are things that I'm not willing to negotiate on? And write them down. It's always good to like write things down and then go in for physical traits. And maybe you do have a certain type and a lot of people out there do, and that's fine, you know, by all means. But maybe writing these things down, it's going to help you really understand who you are and what you're looking for in someone. And it'll really help you. It will.
And yeah, that I've heard that a lot. A lot of people do say it's best to write it down and read it back to yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you'll start to realize maybe what you're missing or what you need. Mm-hmm. To find that person that you really want. Or make yourself the person that you really want.
Cheers to finding your soulmate.
Yes, cheers.
Or if you're not into whatever it is you want to find.
Whatever you want to find.
You'll find it.
You'll find it. Definitely. Keep going.
Don't give up. Stay tuned. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us some love. Thank you guys.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Again.
Bye.